Hi, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Thanks for giving me a call on it. I was kind of poking around a little bit for a job opportunity, it got me thinking, as Michelle and I were talking, that I ran into a client yesterday that I'm trying to, and I always like to do this for my clients, which is, you know, if I can't find it for you, or if we don't have it correctly here for you, you know, I'll go looking, you know, because it might save a deposit relationship. It might save, you know, a portion of the relationship.
Right.
The bank with me and not the bank. You know,
I can't find them.
You know, I've sent people for a mortgage to Union Bank for a specific product, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Exactly. You can build that relationship.
Yeah, you do the right thing by them. And then they check with you at least, you know, and they, you know, hey, can you do this? And if I can, I can, I can't. You know, at least I'm their main contact for banking when I do that kind of stuff. So I've got a client who I have very preliminary numbers. I mean, I have the deal basically explained to me. So I wish I had a little more financial stuff for you on it. But normally I like to have a little bit more. But it was a kind of a no-go to begin with. So I didn't end up digging too deep. At this point, we're going to get their deposit relationship, which is important. It's a very small piece of his deposit relationship, which is about $4
million.
So he does lending himself.
So
I don't know if you would do lending to somebody who would turn around and re-lend that money out.
So how does he, does lending himself. He's like a private investor?
He will do auto loans at high interest rates. For local dealerships, those types of things, and not just local, national, you know, so he's going around. He's a alternative, I guess, lender, secondary kind of source. I think in the auto industry, I wouldn't probably call it a secondary source. It would more be a, I guess, an additional option, not so, because he'd be part of the pool that they
come
from, and so the person has maybe the best credit score, that type of stuff, they'll get his 15 or 20% loan, still get their car. And he makes great money from it. He's
I'm sure.
Described as a successful man. I'm hoping to dig more into his financials and find that out.
But
pretty much any bank can't lend to somebody who's going to turn around and re-lend the money.
Right. And that is, it's a little, well, we do the working capital and, you know, it's based off your gross annual sales. So we're able to unlock that, but it is a termed loan though, you know, so for him to just re-lend the money out, I mean, the terms generally range from 3 months to 36 months, but typically most of our first-time customers are right in that 24-month mark. So, I mean, we definitely...
You don't have a line of credit option, possibly?
Lines of credit? No, we do. We just do the working capital side.
You don't have a line of credit option at all, or just for this type of?
Well, for this type of deal, yeah, it'd be something small. I mean, because I mean, he's re-lending the money. Like, have you guys done that in the past?
No, we haven't. Yeah, no, we wouldn't. If it's being re-lent out, I've been at multiple banks doing business lending, and they won't. Pretty much all the ones, at least I've been at, they won't touch the deal. Just because okay, you're going to take our money and then re-lend it out.
That's super risky.
Yeah, it is. He definitely has great collateral. I mean, everything else about him would be like, okay, if I was going to do it for anybody, he said, if everything I'm being told, he would be the guy I would do it for. You know, you don't roll the dice on some guys and then some you do. So, you know, him and
I
could have, because like, wow, this is just huge relationship. Earn us, and he's been doing it for many years using his own money and growing it like crazy. So it's super good track record, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, that's
a term option available. What would be the maximum amount if that was to be something he was interested in? I could run it past him.
Yeah. So what was his gross annual sales like? I can give you kind of options that he would be looking at. It was a top $4 million, you said?
Well, that was just a portion of a deposit relationship we're gonna. Was the $4 million. I still have to get that number. I'm waiting for balance sheets and profit and losses, that type of stuff.
Okay.
To get an idea on that. But, or maybe you could tell me what percentage of the gross sales would you lend based on? And I can figure it out when I see it and see if it's a matchup.
Right. We can lend out 10 to 15%. Could be a little more, could be a little less. And then the terms that we have, you know, generally range from 3 months all the way to 3 years. So it's, you know, like I said, majority, it's a good, you know, medium right around that 24-month mark. Just because the first-time customers are trying to build that relationship. And it is term loan, so they are able to, you know, use the money and then expect a return on it, obviously. And for that, it's kind of a difficult, you know, spot because you would want to lend that money out. And what other, you know, items did you have for collateral?
And that's why I wish I had a little more information, as I'm going to get it, hopefully soon, on it. Was what's going to be his collateral? Does he own the building? I'm hoping to see if he owns the building that he's working out of. If there's, I want to see some property. I want to see some receivables. You know, just something, some bigger numbers that line up with what they're telling me this guy is. But
right.
It's good to know at least there's an outlet. And so what I'll do is I'll keep the because I was pretty much going to put the nail in the coffin kind of for the conversation. But yeah. I'd ask around since it's come up, and then I know I've got a what's the maximum term for the loan. What would be the longest term?
Longest term would be 3 years.
3 years, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll toss a couple of these pieces at him.
Okay.
And not to, like, waste a ton of your time or his. And
just, right.
You know, got a 3-year term loan that I, you know, I could direct you to Danny on and, you know,
could yeah.
before. He's looking for $5 million. And he preferred a line, but I'll see if a term would still work for him.
Right, and it is unsecured as well. Like, we're not looking to put blankets on his business or anything like that.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a nice aspect.
Yeah, it's a good aspect. So, essentially, he could, if there are other outlets he could use to help his business, definitely an option for him. And we also do the equipment financing side as well, if he, you know, had customers. He does that, so if for some reason there's something too risky that he didn't want, you know, we could also do that as well.
What's the rate? Or what's the ballpark rate, you know, from here to here?
Yeah, so basically for, you know, term loans, generally they start around, lowest I've seen is like 8 to 10 cents on the dollar. And then on up, depending on, you know, a couple things like credit, time in business, you know, what they're going to use the money for. So it varies, but it is a fixed cost, though. So it's not like an APR. You know, they're going to have you. So basically, yeah, it's very transparent. You get qualified for, you know, X amount of money, and then you'd have a payment that's fixed so throughout that term. So it's easy for businesses, you know, if they need a specific amount of money and they're able to, you know, make an X amount of money on it, they're able to see once they get the terms and everything. And they will be able to choose. There will be some term options available, you know, upon that's approval. Really cool. Yeah.
With dealing with businesses, you know, I always want to help them and kind of find an avenue for them.
Right.
You know, banks are such an, like, we're just in the box, so we don't have these flexible kind of terms like that. That's really cool to see that.
Yeah.
You know, it's the kind of stuff that we kind of hit our head against when we go, okay, well, they're good on this side, you know, maybe they're lacking this bucket, but they're good over here.
Right.
You know, and we can't help them still sometimes. Or we could bend some rules, but we can't break them, you know, sometimes.
Right.
You know, if we have a large amount of maybe one piece but not so much of the other, you know, we can't balance it out the way the bank wants to see it. So,
right.
Know, it's cool to see kind of some of that flexibility. And I don't want to take up too much of your time. Pretty much as him and I, I'll finish this one up. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
10 cents on the dollar of what he would borrow would be about the cost of it over the 3-year term.
Right, and it varies, like, on, like, some, honestly, I've seen them, like, as low as, like, 10 cents, and I've seen them as high as, like, 50 cents. Like, it's crazy, and that's because we have options available for credit tiers A to D, and we've even had people with bankruptcies, you know, approved in the past. So being that flexible, it obviously reflects in the rate, because it is, you know, pretty risky, certain companies, but that's generally where it starts at, you know, in all honesty.
That's cool.
And so,
that's a great, and I have to see if that works for him for what, I guess he'd have to do the math on it to see if when he lends it out, if that makes sense for him, because we were basing it on percentage. So if we were, I knew another guy too, he didn't think he could really help him. You know, when him and I were talking, if he lends it out at 15 to 20%, he just has to make sure he gets it for about half of, his cost has to be about half that. So if the math makes sense for him, that could be something for him. And it being a 3-year term, it's actually with a fixed cost.
Right. Yeah, so it's fixed cost.
Good work for them for a fixed cost, and there's no limit. I mean, it's just based on 10 to 15% of what his gross sales were, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay, so there's no limit. So if he wanted a $20 million line, if his sales went for it, it could be done?
$20 million, I see with that amount, the most I've ever seen is like 1 to 2 probably.
Oh, 1 to 2, there. Okay.
He's, yeah, he's I haven't seen much on it.
He's looking for 5. Would that be crazy, 5 million?
I mean, we could probably, I've seen 2 before, but as far as 5, I'm not really sure the cap on it, but I definitely could look into it further. It's one of my managers.
Oh, I mean, well, I'll give you what I want to do. Is, cause, I mean, I know with lending, too, because I don't like people do it to me, you know. It's, you know, but it's part of the big part of the game. It's what it is. I mean, me being a lender, too, I don't want to waste too much of your time if it's not a deal. It would work for him.
Right.
Actually, this is probably perfect. I'll tell him what the cost is. I'll tell him the term.
Okay.
And see if, and then he could do the numbers. If that makes sense to him, then we can start digging deeper.
Yeah. Yeah,
because that way that we don't have to take a bunch of stuff and kind of dig into stuff, and then if it didn't work, and it's just a pain, you know.
Right. And if he did want to move forward, you know, it's just simple. It's a one-page application that we have. It'd be 6 months business bank statements, and the most recent tax return. And then.
Oh wow! Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's pretty simple.
So then, actually, as we were talking, I have another business. If you don't mind, if I could toss it at you.
No, that's fine.
They have multiple stores. They do like a natural pet food kind of store.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I'm trying to think of what the business is doing now. They always just have an issue with cash flow. They get a lot of overdrafts with the bank.
Uh-huh.
But I believe their credit is fairly good. I mean, I don't think it's the best. I don't think we're talking about 800 guys, but I think we're talking about high sixes.
Okay.
And so they're good clients, and they've got a good business. They got a good product, the branding and everything. But they just always seem to be a couple of days late on getting the money in from payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get a ton of overdrafts. So when you guys look at the statements for the business,
Are
you going to disqualify somebody for having a lot of overdrafts?
It's not a disqualifying thing. I mean, that is taken into consideration. Like, if they have a negative ending balance for the month, we usually can't do anything for it. I mean, obviously, no one can. But if there are, you know, overdrafts, depends how many there are, but that will reflect, you know, on the overall cost of the loan, as it is, you know, they are needing the cash flow. But that is something we still can work with, and I'm sure we'll be able to find a program that they would fit into.
That's cool. Yeah, I don't believe they have a negative balance. I mean, it might just be the timing of it. They always make good on it pretty quick. That's the thing.
Okay.
But they'll get like 30 overdrafts in one day, and then we'll pay them all, or sometimes have to reject some. And then the next day they're positive. They're just off by a couple of days. That's really bad for them, because I'm like, you guys are there, you have a cool brand. You know, I see the value. You know, you just get there's a couple of days there. It's just they need a little something,
right?
Know, just to kind of balance that out, and
what
just get
what
them
do
back
they,
on schedule.
What is their like, you know, deposits and with like how much a monthly? How much do they do a month? You just say.
How much in deposits? If you have a do you have a quick minute, I can pull it up real quick. I gotta load up that system real quick. It takes a minute to jump in, but
all right, no problem.
Lazy this morning, and I didn't sign off.
I feel you. Yeah.
Are you one of the senior lenders, or are you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Michelle was telling me a little bit about the position. Is it mostly inside sales? As I'm pulling this up, I'll toss a couple questions at you. So it's concerning. Is it like a strict 9 to 5, like no outside sales kind of thing?
No, there's outside, but it's mostly inside as well.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it being commission, is there any, like, you know, you got your kids' baseball game at 4, is there any flexibility, or is it they want you there, like, to the minute?
No, yeah, there's flexibility as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's really good.
Like, one day you could kind of work late and get people on the phone until 7 at night.
Yeah.
Game, you know, offset it by an hour the next day. There's a little bit of that.
No, there's a little bit of that. They're very flexible here. It's a good place.
Oh, that's cool. I'm a family man, but I'm at work more than 40 hours a week, so it's I do the work, but it's nice to be able to, you know, get to one of their games sometimes.
Right, exactly, like yeah. So yeah, they understand
nice,
that.
That's That's cool. That's good. I just, you know, when you ask that question, it's nice to ask somebody, not the hiring, you know, hiring person, because like it can come off.
Like, right.
To be there. But really, it's like, no, it's like, I was there 12 hours the day before, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, seven the next, you know?
How
the game works.
Are they pretty flexible over there?
Well, in my position, I can be, because I do a lot of business outbound sales. So I'm the branch manager, but the branch managers at this particular bank is very business sales driven. So we're out, we're at appointments, we're, you know, I'll do a networking group on Wednesdays, and it's, you know, we start at 7 in the morning. I come in, I don't take a lunch, I leave at 4, so that's like more than 8 hours.
Right.
You know, but it would just be that I had to shift the hours down that day.
Right.
It was, you know. And so, you know, that's just one of the things I was wondering, because it was a inside sales position. It wasn't for a senior. But with the business lending that I've done and do, I don't know, I kind of... Does anybody ever enter as a senior?
I mean, you can. Yeah, they do have like probationary stuff, but it's definitely, you know, very lucrative to get into.
That's cool. Yeah, no, I really love the business lending part. I want to spend my whole day doing it, and so running the branch and doing it part of the day isn't as attractive to me. So this position seems really cool. So it's kind of nice to get a vibe from you on, you know, you like the company and everybody treats each other well there and.
Yeah.
You know, the sales don't come easy to anybody, but are, you know, it could be done if you're assertive, aggressive, I guess. It's doable to make good money there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It is. And you do your probationary period and then, you're able to, you know, you get the leads and everything. And it's good. I like
it. People respond well to the cold calls and everything. Well, because I do a lot of cold calling myself, and it can be hit and miss, you know, sometimes.
Right.
And everything.
Yeah. No, I know. Everyone has, is different, you know, obviously they're treated all different, but.
Yeah. You're going to get the grumpy guys. You're going to get the don't call me anymore.
Yeah.
Don't bother me. I'd be married if I didn't keep pushing. So,
exactly. Persistence is key.
I jumped on the account, and right now they've got about 20,000.
Okay. That's monthly?
That's the current. I'm just looking at that for the current. I mean, they'll fluctuate so much, so it's kind of hard to pin them down a little bit.
Right.
Just put them in a box, but, you know, sometimes they'll be more than that, sometimes they'll be less than that.
Right.
So it jumps around. They jump around quite a bit, I guess, is the...
Okay.
Okay, the last statement balance for one of the accounts is $3,800.
Okay.
So that's for... And they've got three accounts. They're probably all pretty... You know, and it can vary... Oh, let's just check out the other account real quick here. This one's that one. Let's see here. Then... What's the statement balance? And the other one's $2,500, but the amount of money they had run through the account is a bigger, different number.
You know, right.
They have a lot of activity. They've got a lot of stuff coming in and out.
So, right. You know, they, how much are they probably, looking for?
You know, I think they would do well with $150, something like that.
$100, $150. Okay. So if if they're doing around, they're probably doing what, around like $200, $250 a year?
You know, their balance sheets I haven't gotten to see because they were not really somebody we could lend to because of the amount of overdrafts we have on the books for them. It's pretty tough to lend to them. But I don't know that number for sure, but, you know, I would say that it's got to be more than that. With how much money they got running through the account, they make quite a bit of deposits. They put more than $250. They've got multiple locations. Yeah, it's a bigger number.
Okay.
I think.
Well, yeah, that's generally, you know, our basis that we lend to is that 10% to 15%. I mean, so if they were looking, they want around $150, which is understandable. But if they're only making like $250, a year, that's. Pretty, you know, almost over leveraged if you think about it, you know, with and all the NSFs that they might have. But yeah. I mean, we could be able to free up 10% to 15% of that to start a relationship with them, you know, And so then,
if I were to double check with them, it's 10 or 15% of their gross sales, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, let me check with them on that. That way, again, you don't have to dig too deep.
Okay.
And without it being a good option for you, and then cool. Yeah, I'll call them. I'll ask them on that one, and
yeah.
And then I'll take a look. So for both of them, I'll run these preliminary items by.
Okay.
Do you want these calls? Like, if I have clients, I don't think I could help. Does it helps you, right?
Yeah, that helps me. Yeah.
So I love a contact because, like I said, it's that just that relationship builder. It's,
right, exactly.
It's cool to be able to say. And you guys aren't looking for deposits, right?
Right, no deposits. No, we just do equipment financing, working capital, and yeah, work with creditors A to D. And I know it's tough on your end if you can't really help that customer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
They have the deposit relationship, you know, because they could start sniffing around another bank or another something like that.
Exactly.
You know. We were the ones, we got it done with a partner, you know, so it's cool. So you
don't have to
keep your contact info. Actually, you know, what's your email?
Yeah, I got one whenever you're ready.
Yeah, ready for you.
All right, it's Danny, DannyP, as in Paul, @ bankofcardiff.com.
Bank of Cardiff. I'll send you over my contact info.
Okay.
And then if you could shoot me an email back with like all your contact info, and I
okay.
maybe I could email you, you know, hey, you know, I got a client doing this and or something.
Okay.
Say, yeah, no, that's a good one. I want to look at that. And yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome.
Yeah, sounds good, Mark. I like that.
Unless I join the team, and then
yeah, exactly. Then
but if I don't, you know, that'll be something there. So.
All right, awesome. Sounds good.
I had a client in the lobby. I'm going to run and grab them. Thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it a lot.
Hey, thanks for your time, Mark. Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.